Yeah. I mean, it's mysticism that is the living heart of humanity from whatever tradition, you know. So because we can't just live from, you know, rules, regulations, the rational. Mm-hmm. Our life is really in the heart, and but the Sufis and the mystics are the ones who place that in front, and everything else is, you know, it's taking its place behind the heart. So we say that there's a traditional saying reported by the Prophet that God says, "I do not fit into all 18,000 worlds that I have created, but I fit in the heart of my servant." You know, so the heart is the place where God dwells in us. And that's where the Sufi is always looking to the heart, consulting the heart, you know, sharing the heart. That's where we look for knowledge, is here, not here. You know, this is a like a vizier. This is the sultan. This is the vizier. The head serves the heart. But, you know, it's a big shift also from our Western scientific pragmatic culture, where the mind, the brain, I think, therefore I am, kind of as in imagination led the way. It hasn't really led the way, but people have attributed all that power to the brain. But in the Sufi mystics, they say the real knowledge is revealed knowledge. So every one of us has the capacity to receive revelation. And I think in the Jewish tradition it's the same, where revelation continues, you know. It didn't stop. But it's called inspiration. Why? Why? And that's what makes life beautiful and enjoyable. You're not just copying. Each one of us is unique, and each one of us has a direct relation to God. In fact, is flowing, is a vessel of God. And then, so part of Sufism is to make people recognize that. And so, you know, not by coercion, but just by all of a sudden opening the conduit, opening the channel to God, and then people realize that they are, each of us, a vessel of God. And therefore, God never repeats anything. So each one of us is unique. Each one of us has unique knowledge of God, a unique understanding of God. You know, although there are the big guidelines given by the prophets, but it is said that a true mystic is always bewildered. Because, right? Because there's never, you know, a final, let's say, vision or understanding of God. It will always be overturned by the succeeding revelation. And this is why, you know, people cannot coerce. In fact, this famous, I'm sure you know, phrase in the Quran, this is no coercion in religion. It says truth is clear, self-evident, stands out clearly. And so that's very much the Sufi path, you know. So there's a cohesiveness, there's a guidance, we follow the Prophet, we follow, peace be upon him, the teachings of all the prophets, and, you know, it says the four holy books that we sang about. So that's the Quran, the Torah, the Gospel, and the Psalms. But then also included are what's called the pages of Abraham. But finally, the path of Sufism is to bring you to yourself, because you are the book and you are the vessel. So it's to free you from conditioning of the world, earthly, worldly conditioning, and to free you in God, into God, let's say. And so there are stages and levels you spoke of, you know, rites of passage. So there are definitely Sufi stages. There's some say there are 100 levels that those get, you know, kind of simplified. Yeah, there are 100 levels. 100 levels. Yeah, left level one. We had an Elahi tonight, very touching also, where it says 69. And it says, pure presence without horizon, essence without division. Oh, here, pure praying without one who prays, mercy without I or thou. So that level, that's like very high level of you know, you might say transformation. Mm-hmm. When you no longer feel separate to be the one who makes the prayer to the one who hears the prayer. But it's just that prayer is flowing. And, you know, you are not separate from even the one who answers the prayer. And he is not separate from the one who prays the prayer. Pure praying without one who prays, mercy without I or thou. This is the level of pure unity, where it's just God's life, you know, happening. In fact, it speaks of that too. That, you know, Allah alone is, and all of this is Allah, and we are not separate from Allah. We are not unique entities. Yes, there is a certain entity that, but it's all Allah. And so if we can live on that level, then we, you know, it's said we truly live, we're truly alive, because then you taste everything in a different way, you perceive differently, you live Allah's life. In fact, there's teachings on that. Allah says, I become the hand with which you reach, the eye with which you see, the ear with which you hear. So that's, you know, when the salt or the sugar has melted in the water. That's one level. It's not, there are more levels, but that's a great level.